In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's very hard to let God be God. We long to explain every single thing that only God can know. We try to find cause and effect for every good and evil in this world. Yet, you all know that some terrible things sometimes happen to decent people, and bad behavior many times goes unpunished. In the war in Artsakh in Armenia, for example, many good and decent people lost their lives, and many more their homes and livelihood. Why did this happen? Was God not with us? Who is to blame for all of this? The same question, I think, arises in trying to wrap our heads around the coronavirus, which has taken so many innocent people in this country and around the world. Why is this happening? Where is God? Who is to blame for this? In all tragedies, whether they're societal or personal, it's quite natural to ask why and to seek explanations and meaning for our loss. And God, of course, knows this and encourages us several times throughout our scriptures to bring before God our most difficult cases, issues of life and death, good and evil, for judgment is His alone. But what God warns us against in today's reading is setting ourselves up to be judge and jury of others or even ourselves, which has only ever led to disaster. And Jesus illustrates this misguided tendency of ours in today's gospel reading. Two terrible tragedies had happened in Jerusalem. One group of people from Galilee were killed in a political skirmish, and then another 18 souls were killed when a building suddenly collapsed on them. People were talking about this, and Jesus heard their gossip. And with his deep insight into human nature, he knew what people were thinking. They were thinking that these Galilean thugs must have brought this political crackdown on their own heads. And they were thinking that those people must have been up to no good if God let that building crash down on them. Jesus knows well the inner judge and jury which lives inside all of our heads when tragedy strikes. That voice which insists on answers, and it always fixates on something or someone to blame. It's been that way since the time of Adam and Eve, and it remains a temptation for us today, especially in those times of tragedy in Armenia and around the world with coronavirus. If Armenian leadership wasn't so corrupt and inept, we are hearing, we wouldn't have lost so much in Artsakh. If people in this country were just more rational about masks and distancing, we might think, we wouldn't still be losing so many people. And of course, there is truth mixed in with our judgments and always lessons to learn in our losses. We talked about that, that there's post-war lessons to learn in Armenia, that there's COVID-19 lessons to learn in this country and around the world, that there's lessons for each of us in facing up to our own personal failings. But we must never forget to first let God be God, leaving final judgment to Him alone. Because whatever contributing causes there are to war or pandemic or personal illnesses like personal tragedies like illness or addiction or divorce, in the end, all we can do is humbly concede that there is a randomness to tragedies and evil in this world. Life is fragile, and from this nobody is spared. And to the inner judge and jury that lives inside each of our heads, looking down on the tragedy of others, Jesus has some harsh words today. He says, "Unless you repent, you will perish as they did." And though seemingly harsh, Jesus loves us too much to lie to us. He wants to wake us up. Let senseless death, let any death awaken you, Jesus is saying. Make sure you know to whom you belong. Stop judging others and pay attention to your own life. It's a gift that God will ask back from you. And ask yourself, how have you been a good steward of what has been given to you? Well, Jesus finishes off with the parable of the fig tree, and he says that in a very real way, our lives and all of creation are God's garden. And we're like beautiful trees which are planted by God. And since our lives are not our own, we're in no place to question how many years this one tree lasts or why this tree or that tree was cut down. Our only question, which we're to answer with our very lives, is are we bearing fruit? Are we bearing fruit in our lives for God and for others, which is our Christian calling? So as this tumultuous year winds down, let's remember to resist the temptation to usurp God's role of judge and jury in matters of good and evil, life and death, which is not really ours to fully know. And instead, how about we focus our questions back on ourselves, which is actually the practice and point of this season of Advent. Questions like, can people even tell from my behavior and attitude, from the fruit of my life, can they even tell that I'm a Christian? Questions like, have I been so fixated on all that I take from work, from society, from my relationships, from life, that I have neglected to give to all of these, as is my stewardship calling? As you might know, this is how the parable of the fig tree ends. It doesn't end with the tree being cut down. Instead, the gardener, who is our Lord, says, let it alone for one more year, and I will dig around it and cultivate it. And if it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down. There's urgency, but there's also love and hope in the gardener's voice. Give me a year. I'm not willing to give up on this tree. And our Lord is not ready to give up on any of us. Give us a year, we pray, merciful God, that we might repent and live our life how it was intended. Come to us, Lord, in the new year ahead, and cultivate our hearts with your wisdom, your forgiveness, and your grace, now and always, and unto the ages of ages.